Shalom Aleichem, everybody, with Hanukkah fast approaching. We're going to spend our time now preparing for Hanukkah, and we'll do that with Rav Nevensol at our side and as our guide. We'll be using his Sefer, Yerushalayim Ben Moadeha, his beautiful set of Sfarim on all of the Moadim. I believe it's organized by one of his children. And in the back of each one of the Sfarim, they have Shilos, real questions that were asked to Rav Nevensol, that we will learn together each day. So we're going to skip the first part of the questions. The first part is Makom Hadlaka, the place of Hadlaka, which gets very, very confusing when we're dealing with Eretz Yisrael and versus Chutz La'aretz questions and who it applies to. So we're going to skip right to Dine Hadlaka, and we'll share two questions today. Question number one refers to the following scenario. Somebody lit candles accidentally with a window open, or at a place where they could blow out, where the candles could blow out. But what happened? Baruch Hashem, they didn't realize an hour goes by. You need a half hour for candles to be lit. An hour goes by, and the candles are still burning. And they realize now, uh-oh, this is not ideal. Are they yotze their mitzvah? Are they yotze their mitzvah in this specific situation? So Rav Yashiv himself, Rav Nevensol himself, paskins that this is not ideal. One should not have done this. But since you did it, you are Yotzei, because it is Nikar Lemafreya that maybe, you know, this is not, that it's Nikar Lemafreya that you did it in a place where maybe the wind doesn't go out. And you're able to light Neres Hanukkah. Therefore, he paskins, it is mutter. He quotes others in the footnote that disagree. Rav Nevensol himself paskins that this case would be mutter. Continues on the Rama with the following question. Based on the Rama. The next question that he asks is the following. About, are you allowed to learn Torah a half hour before lighting candles? And this is very, very clear in the halacha, that you're not allowed to learn Torah a half hour before lighting candles, because we're afraid that Shemi Yimashech Belimudo, and you may end up forgetting to light candles because you may become so engrossed in your Talmud Torah. However, Nevensol says that only applies to Shar Torah. But if you're learning Hilchos Chanukah, you would be allowed to learn a half hour before you're learning. And how does he know that? He knows that from a halacha, something that we do every single Friday night. Every Friday night, you go to shul and you daven. In the middle of davening, what do we say? We learn Torah. We learn B'mei Medrikin. We read the Mishnayos and the Mishnayos, the second parak of Masechet Shabbos. He says, why are you allowed to do that? You have a chiyuv of Kiddush that is on top of you that you're responsible for. When you go home, you have to make Kiddush, you should make Kiddush right away. Sing Shalom Aleichem, Yishes Chayil, say hello to your kid, right? But then you got to make Kiddush right away. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. So why do you say B'mei Medrikin? You see Talmud Torah in the context of Hilchos Shabbos would be permitted to do within that half hour time frame. That would be mutter. So he takes that halacha and he extrapolates it over here and says to learn Hilchos Chanukah a half hour before Zman Hadlakas Neiros Chanukah would be mutter. Rav Nissen Karelitz and Rav Chaim Kanievsky, they both say that, yeah, but not to all of Hilchos Chanukah. This would only apply to Hilchos Chanukah that are related to Hadlakas Neiros Chanukah, but not to other areas of Chanukah, Al HaNisim, other dinim that don't relate to the Hadlaka. So that's the two Hadlakos that we learned today. The one about Nikar Lemafreya, that you lit in a place that the candles would blow out. Rav Nevensol is Mekel if they didn't blow out. Again, not ideal, but he's Mekel, and you are allowed to learn. Again, learning his halacha, he says you're allowed to learn Karpanch, all of Hilchos Chanukah, within that half hour. We're not afraid of Shemach Yimashech Belimudo. Kol Tov.